Chapter 10. Operation Yew Tree and the BBC. A Conspiracy of Silence. Operation Yew Tree refers to an investigation started in October 2012 by the London Metropolitan Police Force into allegations of sexual abuse, mainly against children, by various British celebrities dating back into the 1970s. The investigation began by looking at up to 400 complaints against a well-known radio and TV personality, Jimmy Savile. In the 1960s, Savile had become famous for presenting BBC Radio's first programmes dedicated to pop music. In the 1970s, his fame spread as he presented pop music on BBC TV and later fronted a BBC TV show that took letters from children in which they asked for a dream to be fulfilled. The immensely popular show, called Jim'll Fix It, ran from 1975 to 1994 and made Jimmy Savile a household name. At the same time, Savile became well known for his charity work in support of a children's hospital and was even recognised by the Queen for his contributions when he was awarded the Order of the British Empire, OBE, and made a knight. However, there were persistent rumours that all was not as it seemed in Jimmy Savile's world. There were stories that he took advantage of his position as a children's entertainer to meet and abuse children sexually. It was also alleged that his position as a powerful and popular celebrity had made him untouchable at the BBC. That is to say, he could use his power to stop serious investigation of the claims of abuse. It was not until Savile died in 2011 that the claims of sexual abuse began to be taken seriously. In recognition of his long career at the BBC and his reputation as a charity worker, the BBC had planned various tribute programmes praising his life and work. But, slowly at first, victims of Savile's abuse started to come forward, determined that his true character should become known. As Operation Yew Tree focused on the claims against Savile, the scale of his abuse over the years became shockingly apparent. The stories that were coming out were too many and too similar to be dismissed as lies. What is more, it became increasingly likely that those who had worked with Savile at the BBC had been aware of his criminal activities, but had done nothing to stop them or bring them to the attention of the police. It was suspected that Savile's colleagues at the BBC had engaged in what amounted to a conspiracy of silence. By staying silent about what they knew, the BBC staff around Savile was also partly responsible for the series of abuses. Why had those who should have known better remained silent for so long? It seems that the culture of celebrity at the BBC meant that Savile was indeed protected. As Operation Yew Tree continued into 2013 and 2014, the investigation uncovered more and more abuse committed by celebrities at the BBC. Perhaps the most shocking revelation was the case of Rolf Harris, an Australian presenter of a wide variety of children's TV shows on the BBC since the 1970s, and a much beloved character in Britain until the claims of abuse against him became public. Unlike Savile, who escaped justice by dying before he could be brought to court, Harris was convicted of a series of sexual assaults in 2014 and sent to prison. Operation Yew Tree has shown that the problem of sexual abuse at the BBC was more than an isolated case of one bad person. It appears that, among a particular group at the BBC, abuse was a common practice. Furthermore, it also appeared that the BBC itself had turned a blind eye to the abuse over a long period of years. The BBC came under intense criticism over its failure to protect children and prevent abuse when it became known that the BBC's main current affairs TV show, Newsnight, had decided to cancel a story analysing the Jimmy Savile case. In 2011, the Newsnight team had begun an investigation into the claims against Savile. However, a decision was made not to broadcast the investigation's findings. The then presenter of Newsnight, Jeremy Paxman, a famous and powerful journalist in his own right, believed that the decision was a matter of BBC policy, but the public was inclined to think it was another example of the BBC protecting Savile from proper public scrutiny. The Director General, the head of the BBC, was forced to resign following an independent investigation of the BBC's journalistic policy making. Reforms have been made at the BBC, but the information coming out of Operation Yew Tree has served as a reminder that big organisations like the BBC can develop their own cultural values, which sometimes fly in the face of acceptable public standards. It is important, therefore, to make these public organisations as transparent as possible.